Tuesday, August 18, 2020, 10:10 a.m. Okay, so when I got up around 3:30 this morning, the garage was 99 degrees. and it was less than that outside. So I put the fan on later in the morning around 6 o'clock, and I cooled it off to 87 degrees. I got the fan now. It's not in the window right now because I'll just be sucking in all the hot air from our heat wave here. It's inside blowing me off, and I'm all sweaty because I not only did my water the vegetable garden and the other watering, I did my walk down to Sailor Bar Park and for an hour, and I came back and I swept the, I usually blow it off, but there's my driveway and stuff, but I swept it off today. I also pulled some weeds out in the front on the street that's in front of my house. And what else? I raked up my backyard because yesterday was breezy, and I have these two redwood trees back there. And my backyard was just covered with dead redwood tree leaves or needles. So I raked all that up, and I came in here and just make sure that I didn't overdo it. I still had some other stuff to do, but I said, nah, I'm an old guy. It's hot out there. It's probably going to be the hottest day of the year. It's supposed to be 112. I don't know if I mentioned that. So I came back in. I'm going to take it easy now. Cool off a little with the fan. Oh, okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm watching the news a lot since it's so hot. And it's funny about the stark differences between the channels, between the liberal and the, or actually the lefties channel and the righty channels. And the righty channel is showing the rioting going on in Portland, not so much on in the other two channels that I watch. In Portland, I guess it was over the weekend, maybe Sunday or something like that, some lady was being accosted by some people that say where they were the part of the Black Lives Matter movement. They were beating her up, and she was white, and they were beating her up and robbing her. And another man in his pickup truck stopped to try to help her. And anyway, so they started accosting him. He tried to drive away and ended up crashing into a tree down the street. I don't know why. Maybe he was hurt or something. Who knows? But anyway, so those guys ran down there to where he had crashed, pulled him out of the truck, and beat the living daylights out of him. They were beating him. They had him on the ground, sitting on the ground. They were beating him. This one guy in particular was really wanted to give it to him. He looked like he was black. He not only just beat him, but he came around and with a running start, kicked him in the head, knocked him out unconscious. You know, why is that justified? You know. So there's bigotry on both sides. I hate to sound like Trump, but there is bigotry on both sides. There are some black people that just hate white people. They just hate them. So, and truthfully, there's got to be some white people. They don't show them on TV very much where they actually hate blacks. I guess the KKK, they say that they're so prevalent in the country. I've yet to see a news report with these guys wearing their KKK emblems or sheets or whatever. At the very least, some emblem of it. Or a sign. Anyway, so what else? So the Democratic National Convention is started yesterday, and I don't watch them. I don't watch the Democratic or the Republican National Convention because it's just propaganda, you know. I don't feel like listening to their propaganda. I'm just trying to decipher what's going on by watching the biased news on both sides. So that way you get kind of a picture of what's going on in the middle. And just my experience here in Northern California, you know, and my experience in life growing up here in Northern California. So, yeah, there are people that are racist, you know. I've been discriminated against, but as a systemic racism thing, no, I don't see it. I still don't see it, you know. Anyway, so what else can we say here? And I guess that's it.